Thank you for joining me at this late hour and very last minute. Okay, so tonight, Bez Hashem, we're going to be learning Simon Shintas Vav, Si'ifim Dalit Hey and Vav. This is page 246, Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. So again, we're talking about the Dinim of Oel Arai. So it says the Shulchan Aruch Si'if Dalit Mita Shehim Soreges, Pirushna Reges Bechavalim. If you have a bed that is that has ropes that sort of hold on to the mattress, Im Yesh Bein Chevel Chevel Shlosh. If in between each rope is three tfachim or more, then to spread a sheet over it is going to be aser, because that's making an ohel. I mean, you don't have an existing ohel if they're not within love of each other. You also can't remove the bottom beged from it, because that's going to be soser the ohel. But if at least one tefach of it was covered with some sort of cloth, mutul if it's b'Shabbos, I'll call amita. Then on Shabbos, you're allowed to continue spreading that cloth over the rest of the bed, because as we said, you're allowed to be mosif alo al arai on Shabbos if it already existed from before Shabbos. Siv katan chav dalid mita shehi ulviam vor lel b'siv gimel al karchach mayri hacha b'shiyesh la mechito samagios la aretz al mita shlanu mutar b'chol gavni. We learned yesterday that if the ohel doesn't have mechitzos, then it's only going to be a problem if it's meant to protect what's underneath it. A mita is not meant to protect what's underneath it. It's meant to be slept on top of it, for a person to sit or sleep on top of it. And therefore, it's only going to be problematic if it has mechitzos. So this mita that we're talking about must be a type of mita that has mechitzos. Shlosha tfachim, if the straps are three tfachim or more apart from each other, so that's where it's going to be problematic. Di lav hachi, I mean lavun, because if they're within three tfachim of each other, we would apply lavun. Ukasasame karadamyan, it's as if it's totally closed off initially, so it's as if the oil is already there. Ukanal basif beis, as we pointed out two nights ago. Vayin sham mishra. And the Mishabura, we said over there in the Mishabura that you don't need every strap to be within lavud of one another. You just need one lavud to create a tefach wide ohel. And once you have that tefach wide ohel, you're good to go. You're allowed to be mosif on the ohel arai. We said if the sheet was at least one tefach over it, so from before Shabbos you're allowed to extend it. Sifhei Kisei Asui Prakim, if you have a chair that's made of different parts, Ukshirotim Leishevalov, Postkolosova or Niftach, and when you want to sit on it, it's like a folding chair of some sort. So you open it up, and the leather part, which I guess functions as the seat, opens up, Ukshemasirimoso, Sogrimosova or Nichpal. And then when you undo it, the leather becomes folded up. Mutal Poskol Lichadchila, you're allowed to even open that up, Lichadchila, says the Mishabrua, Da Avidiv Kaimi. Because it was already there, it was already combined, it was already connected, it was already ready to function from before Shabbos. It's just that you're spreading it out further, more evenly, so that it would be comfortable to sit on. And that's why you could set up a chuppah and undo the chuppah, which I'm not sure that it's some at a real chuppah that you let set up and undo. I guess if it's something that that is set up in advance, where it's just like something that you have to pull out and push back. Also like a shtender that pulls out of the wall. But it happens to be the shtender that pulls out of the wall is anyway going to be mutter, because you're not trying to make an ol with that. And if that's the case, so if you're not trying to make an ol, you're not trying to, the shtender is used, is pulled out of the wall to function for what's for the top of it, not for what's underneath it. And therefore, since it doesn't have mechitzos, it's not going to be a problem anyway. L'charchilo, umito shel barzel shalanu shasuyun mekupalin usmuch l'kosel imutel l'pashton b'Shabbos. The impression you get is that this is what they call those Murphy beds, right? Something that's like stuck up against the wall and you pull it down. So ayin b'ralach sharach. So he says, you got to take a look in the b'ralacha where I have a whole arichos about this. So if the trick is when he has a whole arichos, just read the last two lines. So in the last two lines he writes, "Bevadai dei nachon lifshol tamitos eilu d'lod v'mikipal akelim da'asru chazal heichad yeshol la'achliv." Now, for whatever reason, we're not going to get into the whole analysis right now. He does not recommend using these mitos. I'm not sure about if that relates to our Murphy beds. That could be different for those who have them. Okay, Sivva.
If you're setting up barrels, one barrel on top of two other barrels, like a triangle shape, a pyramid,
you should first hold the top of the pyramid, and then put the two other barrels underneath it. But not in the reverse order, because we said that one of the ways that it's mutter to make an oel is if you do it backwards. You put the oel first, and then you put the side walls. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chavtes, Lo Yisadir Mishum David Kenol Kshem Sadrach Kachel Yonim Milamayla Shehu Kigagal Mechitzos. You're not allowed to put a roof over mechitzos, but you're allowed to put mechitzos under a roof. V'after Bol Torch Lavish Taktov Bina Mechitzos Hachanami Torch Lavish Binehem Shem Misapshin Ilo Haya Avir Binehem. And even though normally when it comes to an oel, you need the airspace underneath, with these barrels, you also need the airspace underneath, because apparently if there's no cool air that goes in between the barrels, they would the contents of the barrels would spoil. So you are interested in creating that airspace, and therefore you should set it up in that reverse order. So to review what we learned tonight in Siv Dalet, we said that if you have straps of a bed that are more than three tefachim apart from each other, you're not allowed to spread a sheet over it. But if they're less than three tefachim apart from each other, or the sheet is already spread by one tefach, you're allowed to spread it the rest of the way. And then in Sif Hei, we said that if you have a chair that's sort of like Asoy Lekach, that it's already put together, but the leather part just spreads out or contracts, so you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. And Sif Vav, we said that if you're setting up barrels in a pyramid form, you should put the top of the pyramid there first, and then put the other barrels underneath it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday, we will continue with Sifim Zayin Ches and Tess. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for joining me on late notice.